what not to do, unsafe promises, secret help, and poor boundaries. In this video, we are talking about what not to do in reentry and restoration chaplaincy. Many boundary problems begin with good intentions. A chaplain wants to help. A returning citizen is under pressure. The situation feels urgent. The need is real. The chaplain thinks, maybe I can make one exception. But in vulnerable ministry settings, one unclear exception can quickly become a pattern. Do not promise absolute secrecy. A person may say, you can't tell anyone. The chaplain may feel honored by that trust. But if there is danger to self, danger to others, abuse, exploitation, violence risk, suicidal intent, overdose concern, or a serious emergency, the chaplain must not keep that information hidden. Compassion does not mean carrying dangerous secrets alone. Do not offer secret help. Secret help may include private rides no one knows about, hidden cash support, unapproved housing arrangements, private meetings outside accountability, or communication that bypasses program leaders, church leaders, or safety structures. These actions may feel kind in the moment, but they can create dependency, confusion, accusation, or real danger. Do not act like a parole officer, probation officer, attorney, therapist, investigator, case manager, employer, or housing provider. The chaplain may care deeply about legal stress, mental health strain, work needs, family reunification, addiction recovery, and housing instability. But care does not mean taking over roles the chaplain is not trained or authorized to fill. Do not use someone's confession as a ministry story. Returning citizens are not sermon material. Their testimony belongs to them. If they share pain, shame, relapse fear, family fracture, or regret, the chaplain must protect their dignity. Do not confuse access with permission. Just because someone opens up emotionally does not mean the chaplain has unlimited involvement. Just because someone asks for help does not mean the chaplain should provide that help personally. Sometimes the wisest care is to say, I want to help you connect with the right person for this. Poor boundaries can harm the person served, the chaplain, the church, the reentry program, and the witness of Christ. Wise boundaries say, you matter too much for me to handle this carelessly. A reentry and restoration chaplain serves best when compassion is joined with clarity. Pray by permission. Listen with dignity. Share scripture with consent. Respect program structures. Refer when needed. Escalate when safety is at risk. Stay accountable. The chaplain is not the savior. Christ is. And faithful chaplains serve him best when they care with both love and wisdom.